Do you want me to comment?
Yeah, go ahead. You're looking at me like you have an answer,
Ravi. I was going to add on to something that Enrique had mentioned and to answer Dr. Anderson's question and then maybe move on. I think you're absolutely right. It's a systems issue. And to think about it broadly, it's not so straightforward to say, go back to the governments and change your governance and change your government and or whatever that's present at that point in time. I think it's going to be a stepwise approach. At the very base level, a lot of these countries do not have any infrastructure, let alone a cancer registry, which is essential because you don't even know what the status is about your cancer patients in the country, their survival, nothing. I work with IARC, with a number of low, middle income Asian countries. We just did one study in lung cancer, which we published a couple of months ago. And it's really a challenge. The countries don't have it. So we had to focus on regions and get them to build their infrastructure for that. So you need that. Having national cancer control plans without the ability to implement is also a problem. But for a start, it's good to have those plans. A number of low, middle income countries in Southeast Asia have national control cancer plans. Singapore does not have a national control cancer plan yet, but our survival is significantly better because it's all about the implementation, right? And I'm not going to let industry off the hook because they play the biggest role in drug development. And, eventually, bringing these trials to fruition is from funding from them. And if they don't come in and help these countries, no one else is. So I think they still play a huge role. These countries can't mandate for those companies to do trials because drug sales in those countries are minimal or negligible or the profits are just insufficient for them to do it. So somewhere along the way, we need to help them through initiatives like this. Right? So getting the trials there, and then only we can talk about ageism and getting trials for older adults. At present, they don't even get any trials at all. It's a huge challenge. Thank you.